From the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Welcome to the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show, 8:05 here on January 16th. Joining us on the show now, funny man, he's going to be performing at the Ontario Improv tomorrow through Sunday, as well as January 24th through the 27th. So be sure and get your tickets, ontario.improv.com, for Carlos Mencia.
You haven't seen Carlos in a while.
What's up, Carlos?
What is going on, guys?
Well,
I missed you guys.
Why'd you dress up and comb your hair before you came into this?
Settle down, bro. I threw up right before I came, so.
Really? Are you sick?
No, dude. I ate Chunky Monkey ice cream right before I went to sleep. Like, literally right before I went to sleep. So I took a big hit, and then I got sleepy, then did a whole thing of Chunky Monkey, because I got in that frame of mind where I was like, I shouldn't eat it all, but if I leave it by the nightstand, it's going to melt. It's going to go everywhere. I should eat it all, but I shouldn't eat it all. It's not cool. But if I leave it, everybody's going to know I was high, and then my son's going to be like, why was this here? You know what? I'm just going to...
So you ate the ice cream
in
bed last night.
Yes,
nice.
Yes.
Is that something, is that a thing you do every night? You take a snack to bed with you?
No. Sometimes I suffer from insomnia, so my brain doesn't stop working, you know what I mean?
So you need the weed to come down, sleep.
And the ice cream will make you full belly and a little sleepy, and you can go to fall asleep.
You know, I normally don't do ice cream. That's why I threw up. I don't do ice cream. Oh. I just normally I'll do you know what? I do those peas. You know those peas?
Edamame?
No. Wasabi peas.
Those.
Yeah, they're like a spicy...
Yeah. So they're almost like the, or little seaweed things where it makes it taste good. And then I get annoyed because there's not enough of it. And then I go to sleep out of anger. Because I'm sleepy, but I'm not. And then I'm like, oh, I'll have some seaweed. There's not enough of this. This is horrible.
I do always say, like, you as a comedian, you're always working. A lot of people go, you're on a stage for an hour, but your whole life is working
because
you're always
stops.
You're going, oh, that's good.
Listening to you guys in the green room, I'm going mad. Mad. First of all, I'm an immigrant, and this is why people in other countries hate us. We sit around and talk about what we have in our house and don't need. Like, are you serious, man? There are people in this world. Like, I used to sit on a rock when I was a kid in what we call the living room. You know what I mean? And you guys are going, well, I think I might use that sometime. Camping? Camping is every reason every immigrant came to this country. Yeah. I don't know. How good do you have it in life that you pretend you're poor for a weekend?
Yeah.
How awesome is your life that you want, hey, you want to pretend we don't have a house? Who are you?
Is that what you're told when you're coming over the border to say if we get caught to say we're camping?
No, the thing is that when you come to this country and you discover camping and you say, okay, so imagine I'm an illegal immigrant that waited for 10 years to get here, did it all right, and got here. And then somebody's like, you know, an American thing is to go camping. Really? What is camping? Well, you go out to the middle of nowhere, no electricity, no radio, no internet, no cell phones, no towers, you know, no house. You got to cook in the middle of nowhere, light your own fire. That's why I left Mexico in the first place. I did not realize that my family have been camping for years. You know,
oh my God.
It's so stupid. It's so, I was like, it never ends. It never ends for me.
So you keep a lot of stuff too. You're like Frosty. It's like you've gained things, you've acquired a lot of stuff, and you just don't want to get rid of anything.
I don't get rid of anything. But it's not because I don't need it. It's the immigrant in me that wants to feel American.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's your American trophy closet.
Yes. So like the immigrant part of me is like, why are you keeping this? And then the other side is because I'm an American bitch. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we do, you know?
Do you have sheds? Do you have most stuff in the attic? Do you have storage units? What do you got? What do you keep all your stuff?
Storage units, of course. Yeah. My storage, listen, I have so much stuff in storage. I shouldn't even say this. My bill is $1,000 a month.
My God.
So you have like, you go to like a public storage or fill in the blank storage, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you ever go and just look?
No. No, once. Well, that's not true. Once a year, I go in there and I'm like, oh, look at all this stuff I have. Yeah. I should give this to poor people. No, because when I was poor, nobody gave me a jack. I had to wear Jordache jeans, right?
Oh, your older sisters.
Because my older sisters hand me down. You know what it's like to be told by a real gangbanger that you have a nice ass? You know what that's like, bro? Like, no, seriously, do you know what that's like for them not to beat you up because they looked at you already like, hey, what are we going to do to him that hasn't been done? Like, you know, hey, let's kick his ass. No, let's do something else to his ass. Like, you know what I mean?
He's going to get humped in.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I want to join the gang.
So how do you decide when you're going through all your stuff? What makes it to the storage unit? What do you keep at home? And how do you decide?
It's natural disasters make me get rid of stuff. All right, yeah. So like every so often, you know, I get sponsored by a different company, right? So Adidas will send me a bunch of shoes, and I'll go on and I'll wear them for whatever amount of time, but you can't wear all of them. And then, you know, hurricane will hit somewhere, and then I'll send all the shoes and all the stuff. You know what I mean? So then I'll do stuff like that. You know what I mean? But then I'll get pissed because if they're used, sometimes they get like, I'll get an email or something saying, like, did you use these shoes? You know what I mean?
Do you have shoes? Like, yeah, those were
in Guatemala. Yeah. Do you know what shoes are? Shut your pie hole. Shut your pie hole. I sent you something. You know what I mean? Like, so it never stops. It never stops. And traveling just makes it even worse because you get to see, like, see, when I was a kid, if you were stupid or you did something, let's say when I was a kid, if you jumped off the roof of your house and tried to land in your pool and you missed. For the rest of your life, you were that idiot. Right. And everybody would make jokes about you. And other stupid people would see that you made fun of that idiot. And they would go, maybe I shouldn't jump off the roof of the house. So it kept that one thing from not happening. Today, that guy does a video, ends up on YouTube, gets 6 million views. And now all of a sudden, he's a hero instead of the jackass that jumped off the roof of his house.
True.
And so nobody knows. I was just in Seattle, Tacoma. For over 30 years, Seattle, Tacoma, Washington have been the suicide capital of America. I cannot feel sorry for you when you have two choices. Move or kill yourself. And you choose death. What is wrong with you?
Just get to the sunshine. It's fine.
There's one freeway. The 5. Yeah. You don't even have to. You don't even need directions.
Head south.
Just go south. Yeah. Just keep driving until it's hot or you hear... Well, I was going to say I hear too many accents, but there's a lot of Mexicans up there, so.
I always think about that when I see, like, out of Chicago, it's, like, a horrible winter, and a homeless person was frozen to the sidewalk.
Right.
And it's like, why are you homeless in Chicago in the winter?
Right.
Just start walking.
Yeah, why don't you go to Santa Monica where we can't even tell you to move?
Right.
Like, homeless people have rights in Santa Monica.
Beachfront property.
Yeah, $1 million view.
Yeah, and they get all that good stuff, and so, you travel, and you just begin to see this, and it is annoying. It is annoying how stupid and sensitive people have become. So sensitive.
Is there something?
I'm gonna offend somebody right now. It's gonna happen. I probably
that's what you
did.
Do. That's what you do.
But I don't do it on purpose. I'm sure some a-hole camper.
It comes from a good place.
It does. It comes from a stop being a whiny little bitch. I'm serious. It's so everybody complains about everything.
And you have a kid in school, right? So you probably have to deal with like he can't bring this or this, or you have two kids in school.
Dude, I have two kids. So what? Okay. So here's what happened. First of all,
the sensitivity and all that.
No. So one of them's 12, one of them's a year and a half, right? So when my son is a year and a half, he's about a year old, my friend comes over the house and he goes, have you baby-proofed your house yet? And I literally looked at him and I said, what is that? And he said, dude, come on, stop. Have you baby-proofed your house yet? And I'm like, you might as well have just looked at me and blum-diggity-blum-diggity. I don't know what you're saying. Like, what are you saying? He literally begins to remove everything that I've ever put in my living room. He goes, whatever this is, it's sharp, you gotta get rid of them. I have these petrified tree stumps, you know, so they're basically cement with bark on the side. So it's pretty jagged and right. And then we have this coffee table that's a perfect height, supposedly, for my son to run and bang his head and get scarred for life. So I'm supposed to get rid of all this stuff. And I look at my friend and I'm like, well, how am I going to know if he's an idiot?
Exactly.
Like, that's the point of all this obstacle course, to see if he's a moron and we got to try to have another one. Like, the reason why we waited, the first one was really smart.
Yeah.
And I know me.
This
I
is
will
dumb
let
gene.
The second one know he's not up to par. I will not do it on purpose. it'll just slip out. You know what I mean? Or my parents will say it. Somebody will say, why couldn't you be like your brother? It's just going to happen.
Yeah, I think we're just distancing each from each other more and more. It's like in the past, it was almost like we were one giant family
right.
as Americans, and we could call each other on our stuff.
Right.
Now you can't call anybody on anything. It's like as a family, you'd get mocked by your family. You have so many brothers and sisters. There's something you did
yes.
that they always
to
bring
this
up.
Day, yeah.
To this day, yeah. Not that I did. What they bring up is that my sister made me eat a roach and the grasshopper at the same time. So she held me down. She just shoved it in my mouth and closed it. And then it started wiggling.
Oh, alive.
Oh, yeah, alive. Her name is Martha. And I know you're hearing me, Martha. And this is why whenever you ask for money, I never give you what you want. That's why.
Yeah.
So every time you ask me for $1,000 and you get 200, it's because of the cricket. It's the cricket.
Yeah.
I'll tell her to
He'd rather spend $1,000 storing stuff he doesn't need, Marta, than give you $1,000.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, you wanted me to lend you golf clubs for your new boyfriend? In storage, I have 8 sets with clubs and everything that I've gotten for free from all these things that I've done. So there you go. And by the way, I still have them. And I'm not going to give you anything. All right, Theo. I'm sorry. It annoys me, dude. It annoys me.
Exactly.
Life annoys me. People annoy me. Everybody annoys me now. I don't get it.
And it gets worse as you get older,
too. It just, yes, because, like, I'm at Home Depot, and the guy's wearing orange, and I ask him for the galvanized nails, and he doesn't know where it is. And I stop, and I'm like, how do you not know this? I don't want to hear that I just started. That everybody should, you're wearing orange. That would be like me saying knock knock and you saying who's there and me going, I don't know. Of course I know. I built the joke. I know what's on the other side. How do you not know where the nails are?
It's because you have to hire everybody now. You can't not hire somebody because they're going to find a reason why you didn't hire them. It was age. It was sex. It was, you have to hire them with no experience or no knowledge
no,
of anything.
No, you don't, dude. Okay, you don't have to hire them. You could, listen. Let's be honest.
We're there, Heidi.
That was on you, bro. That was on you.
By the way, and a true lesbian knows, galvanized nails are in aisle 7.
Thank you. Thank you. By the way, so did the illegal immigrant. He overheard our conversation, and he was like, just go down the aisle. Like, how does he know? You know what I mean? Hey, you're the one taking in strays, bro. You got rid of this dead weight, and look what happened.
I know.
He brought you back in.
Yeah, turns float back to the surface.
This is what happens, bro. It never ever stops. I mean, everybody. I'm supposed to be okay with getting not good service because whatever job you do, you make minimum wage, and I'm supposed to feel guilty because I don't make minimum wage.
Right.
I don't do that. If you make coffee, you're a coffee maker. You're not a barista. I don't care what you say. I'm not gonna make you feel better about your job because you need that to be. You know what I mean? You make coffee. You tend bar. You're a bartender. That's what you're tending. You're literally tending a bar, telling me I'm on my holidays.
Do you complain? But do you complain? I mean, if you do get bad service from, do you complain or you just never go back to that place?
See, that's the one thing I can't do, right? Because supposedly minorities don't tip well. So the minute I don't tip well, even if I got bad service, it's because I'm brown. So I have to tip well.
No matter
when
what.
I get bad service. But I tip overly on purpose to let them know. Does that make sense?
You tip them a lot if they give you bad service because you
right,
want
the,
it's like a sarcastic tip?
Correct. It's a sarcastic tip. It's almost like a, you know you don't deserve this. And then I throw it, you know what I mean? And I hope that there's a little part of them that's like, man, I should have given them better service. Next time a Pedro walks in, I'll not assume they're not going to tip me.
Oh, you know, that kind of a thing. Yeah.
I don't know that that's the case. I mean, you know.
If you were going to get a service for yourself and say it was going
like
to.
Like hookers? Because you were talking about those earlier. So
hookers? No, let's say you were going to go buy a car, okay? And it's an expensive car lot.
Yeah.
Would you be Carlos Mencia and or do you dress down? Do you dress a part where it's like you act like you have nothing and you go in there and you try to negotiate as somebody who has nothing?
I don't do that anymore because I'm horrible at it. So I just hire these brokers that get you like unbelievable deals.
That's the way to go.
But from cars, you know, you'll have to wait for your car sometimes.
You don't
you
go walk around a lot as Carlos Mencia.
No, of course
the cops
not.
Have been called too many times and he's done that.
Because I used to do that, and every time they'd be like, Carlos, and then these buggy eyes would come at me. And then, you know, when you hear, I'm going to give you the best deal. Never. You know you're screwed when they say stuff like, well, how much can you afford? All right, let me bend over here.
What kind of monthly payment you looking at?
Yeah, exactly. Like, wait a minute. I thought, you know, so when they start fudging the numbers, I'm not good at that. And I feel really guilty. And then I feel bad for whoever it is, and I don't want to, you know. Then I'm like, man, I've been talking to you for 30 minutes, and I didn't buy something. I should at least buy something for your time. So I leave there, you know what I mean, with a side mirror from a Volkswagen, and I don't afford it, you know what I mean? And my wife is like, did you buy something? I'm like, I was with the guy for half an hour. I felt
you know, bad. I wondered why at the dealership, if you ever have to go get your car serviced, they do have like a swag thing. Yeah. It's like you can get a t-shirt that says Ford on it or
sure.
a hat. Or
I buy those. I used to
why do they have this? These are people who
it's
feel
for
guilty
me.
For
it's,
spending
it's
their time.
It's for the guilt trip. Oh. So I do that.
Just so get that keychain.
I bought so many Mercedes keychains, dude. All my brothers get Christmas keychains. I'm not even kidding, because every time I go in for service, I feel bad, and I buy one, and then I give it to my family and put it in the stockings.
Carlos
so that everybody feels like I got him a car.
Hanging out with us today. He'll be performing at the Ontario Improv tomorrow through Sunday, as well as January 24th through the 27th. You can get your tickets, Ontario.improv.com. Like you said, you can't slow your brain down.
Can't.
So it's always working. You
cannot.
Said when you first walked in, you got high last night and ate some ice cream. Any other drugs that you tried in the past to slow the brain down?
All right. So I never did any drugs until I was 42. Right?
Wow.
Because at 42, I became a citizen. And before you're a citizen, you have a green card. And if you get a DUI or DWI or drug charge or felony
yeah.
of any kind.
You're out.
Well, I don't know that they'll kick you out, but you can never become a citizen when you apply. So I didn't do any
so
of that.
So you celebrated
stuff.
Becoming an American by getting high.
By calling all my friends and telling them.
I love that.
All the drug dealers. So it was.
Marta.
No. At first, they still gave me the freebie. The first one was freebie, dude. So the weed was specifically because I went to the doctor. And I said, I'm suffering from insomnia. And he goes, okay, well, I'm gonna give you a prescription of cannabis. And I said, I've spent my whole life staying away from drugs. And he said, I'm going to give you a drug of some kind, but okay, you don't want to do that. That's fine. So he gave me Ambien. So I took an Ambien, and I woke up, and I thought I crapped my bed.
Oh,
there's brown everywhere.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I'm looking like I don't feel like there's nothing in my butt. Like, what happened here? So I look at my camera, and I woke up in the middle of the night, went downstairs, and ate chocolate out of the refrigerator. I don't even like chocolate. Like, I don't even like chocolate. Like, I was mad at my sleepy self. Not even for eating, but for eating. Like, I was like, there was an enchilada and some chilaquiles right next to it. Why would you go with the chocolate? What is wrong with sleepy you? You know, so it's everywhere.
Was it like a can of Hershey syrup going to end up back in your bed?
No, dude, it was a literal chocolate brownie cake with frosting on top.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm just shoving it. And so I wake up and my fingers are brown. Everything's brown. And then, yeah, I thought I crapped my bed. I literally did. And so I look around, and then I realize I smell it, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's chocolate. So I go the next day, and I say to my doctor, like, why would you give this to anybody?
No one should take that.
Why? And he looked at me, and he said, that's not what I wanted to give you. I wanted to give you cannabis. You were the idiot that said, I don't want that. So are you going to do what I told you? And I said, well, you know, I would rather try that. And then the only thing with cannabis is I got to get really, really hard indica so that I get sleepy before I get hungry.
And now he wants to eat the chocolate.
No, I swear to God, I still do the Chunky Monkey, but like I give the chocolate, I put it on the side and my wife eats it. So I still don't eat the chocolate.
I'm glad you brought up Ambien because there's a guy in the news. He took Ambien and accidentally proposed to his girlfriend.
Oh.
At least you ate chocolate cake. I mean, it could have been way worse.
And he's like, Awake Me doesn't want to marry her. Why would Sleepy Me?
He had no idea he'd even done
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but he could just say, I didn't know that I did it. Like, if he doesn't really want to be with her.
He says he wasn't planning to get engaged for at least another year and and a half, but Ambien sped up that process. He doesn't even remember doing
it. He's a sleep proposer.
I'd rather crap the bed than fake propose to somebody.
Yeah, and see, I was before my incident with Ambien, I would have said, okay, you can't blame him because it wasn't really his fault. Or maybe it was subconscious, but I know for a fact that I don't like chocolate. Like, I know I don't like chocolate.
So but you're all down with medical chocolate. Cannabis. Now it's like your prescription. You're like,
I don't care what you do. It's never bothered me.
Do you have
me.
The vape pen or you have an actual?
Pens that you travel. Mine actually looks like a pen, like a real pen. Like, if you actually unscrew the top, it's a pen.
It actually writes?
You have to unscrew the middle part to reveal
the little canister.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because when you travel, you know, you don't want people to think you're traveling with
weed. I thought Frosty should get on some drugs.
What drug do I possibly need?
Well, I think you need MDMA. It's like what's in ecstasy. Because they say that it could help autistic adults with social anxiety. And I think you should take ecstasy probably.
You should try it.
Would help with my Asperger's. Yeah. Well, you think?
That's a form
Asperger's?
Of autism.
I think I do. Yes.
Well, you look like you do. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't
buy
say
pants.
That you haven't. You know what I mean? But when I look at you, I'm like, dude, that is the spectrum.
Yeah. What's this guy have? If it was just your picture, fill in the blank.
I don't know where the spectrum is, but I see colors when I see you for some reason. Man. I see like an arc and a little thing hitting a color. And I don't know what it is.
Carlos, always fun having you hanging out with us. Be sure and check him out. He's going to be at the Ontario Improv. Get your tickets, ontario.improv.com.
Oh, and the twins said hi, by the way.
Oh, good.
The Smash Brothers. They loved you
those guys.
Those
guys are great.
I felt so jealous. They were like, I love those guys. I'm like, I love them. Were they nice to you? Did they have you on for more than one segment?
Yeah, we had them on for a whole hour. But see you later, Carlos.
Oh,
it was great seeing you. At Carlos Mencia.
Shut you the whore!
We got to get some traffic. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic Report is brought to you by...